It's now our gospel reading. And we hear Jesus speaking to us about God's faithfulness. Here, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. And then he looked up his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." This is the gospel of the Lord. Would you please be seated? And Sandra, I'm going to hand over to you now.
I might not worry a bit too loud. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Now, I need a bit of help this morning, and if you're up for it, I need some people to blow some bubbles. So have I got anybody in the house that could blow some bubbles? You're up for it? Yeah, I thought you might be. That's fantastic. No, not that one. You need that one. There you go. Would you like to sit and hold some bubbles? You can sit from the seat with Mum. I don't mind. And Dad. Not a problem. Morning. Right, get blowing.
Okay, well, let's...
You can get blowing. I don't mind. Is that what? Yeah. You might have to fish in for the wand. Is it open? Do you want me to open it? It's nice and gooey. Bubble mixture's the best, isn't it? It's really gooey. I thought you might. Can you get it? Why don't they put them on the lid like they used to? Have we got any luck? Do you want me to have a go? Okay, let's have a little go. Hang on a minute. That's a posh wand. Used to get a stick in a lid with a hole on the end when I was little. Right, okay, can we blow? Does it fix in there? Oh my goodness me, how posh is this? I didn't expect to be doing a Blue Peter job in the middle of church this morning. I do apologise, everybody. Is it gone? Yay! We're ready to go. There we go. Yay! Well done, Marcia. Now, hands up, who doesn't love a bubble? See, we all love a bubble. In today's gospel, Jesus looked at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man." No matter what your age, we all love blowing bubbles. It's great that something so simple can make you so happy. And whether you're a child, hello, or whether you're an adult, we all love a bubble. Even grumpy teenagers will smile if they get a chance to blow a bubble, I promise. It's a gentle pleasure in life. It doesn't do anybody any harm. And I mean, I don't know about you, but my little dog used to love chasing the bubbles when I blew them. There's just one problem with a bubble. When they go, they've gone. Those, fortunately, are staying. You can chase them. And if you touch them, what happens? They pop, don't they? Or you might be able to catch one for a while, but it won't stay there forever. Who's tried to keep their bubble? I did. It doesn't work, does it? See, look, it pops. And sometimes that's a bit like life, isn't it? A lot of people go chasing after happiness. But like bubbles, happiness is always just out of reach. Or we think we can have it, we grab it, and it's burst, it's gone. What are some of the things we might be chasing for pure happiness? Think of money. Many people think that money is the way for happiness. So we go on a big shop, come back, and then that's it. It's done. And there's an empty bank account, and it feels rubbish, and it's not good. Then we think about food. Oh, yeah, let's go and get that lovely chocolate cake from the window. Yes, yum, yum, yum. Eat, eat, eat. Great, great, great. Oh, God, it feels so good. While you're eating it, and then afterwards, you might not feel so good. And if you keep doing that, and you feel so low that you keep eating, that actually, it's not helping. It just makes you feel more depressed and low, and then you actually feel worried because of your health. So that bubble gets burst. Entertainment. How many people think laughing and having a good time is the same as being happy? It's not. Many people who are laughing on the inside, on the outside, on the inside, are really hurting. Popularity. How many of us like to be popular? We all like a bit of, oh yes, it's so nice to see you. Oh wow, she's great. But actually, sometimes that isn't real. It's on the surface and it's not true and it's not deep. Jesus knew that people often look for happiness in the wrong places. He even suggested that we might be happier if we were poor, hungry, crying, and disliked by others. When we are poor, it might be easier to trust God to supply everything we need instead of depending on our own wealth. When we're hungry for God and His love, we know that the only thing He can satisfy is our hunger. We know He's there for us. When we're crying, it's God we can turn to. He can ease our pain. He will comfort us. He will listen. And when we think we have no friends, we always have a friend in our Lord Jesus, and He will never leave us. If you want to find true happiness in life, don't spend your time chasing the bubbles. Look at God to trust in Him. Oh, Lord Jesus, because this is where we will find true happiness. Amen.